marking Good Friday could cost some Christians their lives. Wildfire in Chile continues to rage, and when you face the Reaper in a missions context, it takes on a whole different meaning. That's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. It's Good Friday. For tens of thousands of Christians around the world, going to a prayer service could cost them their lives. Open Doors' David Curry explains.
People will do the math in their head and they'll determine it's not worth going to church. But thousands of people will go to church, and we're just praying and really calling upon the government for these areas to protect these areas, but also just praying for safety.
The threats are going up against believers in Syria, Iraq, Algeria, and Nigeria.
People who are militant and seek to do harm can find a lot of Christians gathering at a specific time. And in many of these environments, these churches and holy places are not protected.
Given the latest news, one place seems most vulnerable for an attack.
This is a continued pressure in Nigeria, which is very concerning in the next 3 days. You know, I would expect to hear something, unfortunately, happening there.
So what can you do? Curry has some ideas.
There are lots of places around the world where this is going to be a very difficult week. And so we're asking believers here, pray for these folks. Do what you can to support, to speak out, to advocate for persecuted Christians wherever they may be.
There are more ways to take action. We'll connect you at our website. We turn next to Burma, where Adni Gumer of Partners Relief and Development says one crisis isn't going away.
Unfortunately, there hasn't been a lot of good news coming from Rakhine State and from the Rohingyas. At least 150,000 people are in refugee camp and they're not getting any kind of international aid. People are starving from lack of food and clean water. And also, people are dying because there is no medical care. They have no doctors, no nurses, no medicine.
Despite restrictions, Partners is still able to help the Muslim Rohingyas. On a recent visit, a Rohingya man embraced one of the Partners workers and called him brother.
That's a pretty strong testimony of how God's love has been made very evident in practical action towards these people.
Help Partners double their impact through a matching gift at our website. This is Mission Network News. The massive Valparaiso fire continues to rage in Chile. Tomorrow marks a week since the flames first erupted in a ravine and quickly swept through the port city, destroying thousands of homes. Reach Global Crisis Response has teams on the ground helping a partner church to recover. Several families in the church have been burned out of their homes. Find ways to help them at our website. And pray for churches in Valparaiso as they reach out in Christ's love. Meanwhile, 16 unreached tribes in Peru are the focus for Peter Hocking. Hocking is a missionary partnered with Advancing Native Missions that runs a Peruvian gospel outreach called Reapers. Out of the 16 tribes, only 10 are open to missionaries.
Those that are open, missionary has to go in and win the friendship and learn the language before he can begin teaching the spiritual truths that will help them understand the gospel. The others that are still in hiding, the best thing we found is to promote more prayer among the churches.
Hocking is concerned about the church's lack of interest in local missions.
They don't have to be thinking of going far away to reach the unreached. There are 16 tribes just over the mountain range in the jungle that need missionaries, and it costs much less to reach the unreached in their country than going abroad.
Pray that God would open these tribes to Hocking's ministry. And while many tribes have scripture portions written in their language, many others need the whole Bible to truly understand the gospel. New Tribes Mission is translating the Bible for a people group in northern Mexico, the Tepehuan tribe. New Tribes Mission translators have over 80% of the New Testament translated and recently finished the book of Hebrews. NTM asks prayer as they continue to provide access to God's word. So pray for understanding and revival. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Passion Week, and along with our normal daily newscasts, we're offering a special broadcast for you as you consider your response to Easter. You'll find the link at our website in the podcast section, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.